This is Brother Branch, your host and servant of the Lord. I want to welcome each of you to the Voices of the Shackled and Unshackled, a prison ministry podcast. Voices from both sides of the wall. This is a Christ-centered ministry, bringing hope in Jesus Christ to both sides of the wall, letting the voices of the shackled and unshackled shout out. Jeremiah 33, verse 3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not." Let the voices of the shackled and unshackled shout out and be heard, for the Lord will answer. Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, "And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord does man live." This is episode number 18, Troubled. Father God, we come before you on bent knee, humble before you, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Lord, we come before you because we trust you. We love you. We come before you, Lord, because we need you in our lives. We come before you, Lord, asking, seeking, looking for a blessing that only you can give us, Lord. We come, Lord, with humility, understanding that who you are, seeking to be more and more like you each and every day. Father God, there's so much trouble in the world today. Every time we turn on the news, there is bombing, there's killing, there's shooting, there's stabbing, there is trouble in various homes. There's troubles in the marriages. There's trouble here. There's trouble there. But God, we know that through you, we can get through this. For we know that when we put our trust in you, all things are possible. Regardless of the trouble that we might get into, there's a way out because of you and not because of me. And so, Lord, humbly I come before you, invoking you and your Holy Spirit in the presence of us right now. Oh, Father God, send a double portion of your Holy Spirit. Send your Holy Spirit that we might be taught by the Holy Spirit, that we might walk according to the Holy Spirit, that we, Lord, in our sinful ways would repent, confess, and become children of you, children of God, children who have been changed not because of anything we do, but because of the change that you bring in us. So now, Lord, we ask that you would bless each one that hears this message. Bless their families. Heal those that are sick and shut in. Heal those, Lord, that do not know you. Heal those, Lord, that are dealing with this virus, Lord. Heal all those who you, according to your will, heal. In your blessed name, we ask the forgiveness of our sins. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Now it's special music time, and we'd like for our dear sister to bless us with another selection.
This heart of mine, you know me very well. You understand my deepest parts more than I know myself. So when I face the darkness, when I need to find my way, I'll trust in you, shepherd of my heart. Keeper of this heart of mine, your patience knows no end. You've loved me back into your arms, time and time again. So if I start to wander, like a lamb that's gone astray, I'll trust in you, shepherd of mine. The storms rage all around. I'll trust in you, shepherd of my heart. Listening for my master's call, I'll trust in you, shepherd of my heart. And you're the beacon of my night, you're the sunlight of my days. I can rest within your arms, I can know. Listening for my master's call, I'll trust in you, shepherd of my heart. I'll trust in you, shepherd of my heart.
Trust in him to be the shepherd of my heart. Shepherd of my heart. With all the trouble that's around, I need Jesus to be the shepherd of my heart. This is episode number 18, Trouble. We're reading from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 32, verse number 2. Son of man, take up a lamentations for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say unto him, Thou art like a young lion of the nations, and thou art as a whale in the seas, and thou camest forth with thy rivers, and troublest the water with thy feet, and foulest their rivers. Pharaoh has been causing trouble to the nations around him, even in his own nation. No different today that we see trouble all around us. Trouble even in our own nation. Trouble in our cities. Trouble in our families. For we see trouble is all around us. The Bible says, He is like a young lion, loud and noisy, hectoring and threatening as a lion when he roars. For when a lion roars, he wants everyone to take notice. He is like a young lion, loud and noisy. He is by all accounts a tyrant, oppressive to so many. As we see the troubles of our times, as we see the oppressions in and around all of us, our lives, we wonder, what should we do? Where should we turn to? Can we turn to self? Can we turn to family? Who should we turn to in time of trouble? For the Bible is clear who we can turn to, who we can trust to, and why we should be turning to Jesus in time of trouble, in time of need. We should turn to Jesus. How do we know that? For the Bible tells us. Let's look at Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. The Bible says, only God is good. In these times, turn to God, for he is the only good thing. Lean not on self. Do not trust yourself to get yourself out of trouble, but lean not on self, but know everything God does is for me and you is for our own benefit. Sometimes it's hard for us to understand that. Sometimes it looks like God is just not there, for the trouble seems to be choking the very life out of us. But we have to hold on, wait on God. For everything works according to God. Everything he wants to do for us is for our benefit. Know that in times of trouble, we can trust God in each and every situation. For man may promise something and renege on it later. Man may promise something and cannot deliver. But we serve a God who is always faithful, a God we can trust, a God who never breaks his promise, a God in every situation can overcome. We're reading from the book of Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. God is a place we can go in time of trouble. When we have a personal relationship with God, he never leaves us in our time of distress or trouble. God is a place we can turn to. God is a place we can go to find shelter from all the bombardments of the trouble around us. Having that personal relationship will always direct our path to God. Having that personal relationship with God will always keep our eye on God, knowing that it is through his strength that we will get through whatever trouble that is in our path at that time. We're reading from Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flames kindle upon thee. Trust God, and know even when the situation looks hopeless, God is still working in my life. Even when all else have given up, God is still working the situation. For there is nothing hopeless in God. There is nothing God cannot do. For it says that even when I walk through the fire, shall not be burned. The three Hebrew boys thrown in a furnace, 7 times heated hotter than before, yet they came out unscathed. Not even their clothes had the smell of burn on them. Trust God. Know that in each and every situation, God can help you. That there is nothing that is hopeless when we have this relationship with God. For in him is hope. We're reading from 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. When God brings us through trouble, we then can be a testimony, a witness, a living testimony to the power and compassion of God, to the power and compassion of God which He has brought me through, so that He can bring you through your time of trouble. See, God wants us to take our witness to the world. Let the light shine boldly that others will see. We too had trouble. We too had no way out. We too felt hopeless. But God in His mercy, God in His power, God in His compassion brought me through that trouble. Not once, not twice, but numerous times, by the power of Jesus Christ, I was able to overcome. Why? Because of Jesus and not because of me. Psalms 55, verse 22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. We can't give God our troubles and keep them at the same time. God wants to take on all of our troubles and sustain us in our time of need. Is not a shared responsibility. God says, give me all your trouble. Let me take on all your trouble. Don't hold on to them. Let God take all your cares, all your situations, all your troubles, and let God sustain you through His power, through His mercy, through His grace. Give your troubles to God. Psalms 27, verse 1. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. See, sometimes we get to being fearful. Sometimes we get dismayed because we think God has abandoned us, because God did not do what we wanted to be done at this very moment. God does not work on our time schedule. God is never late. God is always on time. That is on His time, not on our time. For the scripture says, it is the Lord who goes before you. God has already gone before you and opened doors and moved mountains on His time, on His schedule for you. Be patient and let God continue to work for you and before you. Give your trust to the Lord and allow Him to work. Fear not. Let not your troubles overtake you, but be in Jesus and give all your cares to Him. We're reading from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Do you need comfort in times of your trouble? Are you concerned about the walls caving in? For the Lord says, I am with you, even in the valley of the shadow of death. Fear no evil, for you are with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God can comfort you in the midst of your trouble. God is always there providing for you. Look to the Lord and allow Him to fight your battles, to comfort you in the time of your trouble. Psalms 23, verse 4. He set on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. Lifted to safety. Sometimes when we're in trouble, we can see we're in an unsafe situation. Sometimes we have no way out. But God says He sets on high those who are low. Those who are mourned are lifted up. God has not forsaken us. God has not turned His back on. Trust in God in every situation. Psalms 9, verse 9. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. Sometimes we just need a place to go, a place to get away, a place we can hide in, a place that provides comfort. God is that refuge. God is that place, a refuge for me, a refuge for you. In my time of trouble, in your time of trouble, turn to the Lord. Let Him provide for you in your time of trouble. God will not forsake you. We're reading from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 3 and 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I am the way and the truth and the life. See, Jesus makes this personally. Jesus says, I go to prepare a place. I will come again and receive you. I am the way. I am the truth. It's all about Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Let Jesus, who has promised you that he will go, prepare a place for you, come back and receive you unto himself, that where he is, we might be also. Let not your heart be troubled. Trouble all around us. Trouble all in this world. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Let not your heart be deceived. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in Jesus Christ. Heads are bowed. Lord, there's trouble all around me. Sometimes, Lord, I'm discouraged. Sometimes, Lord, I have no way that I can see out. Sometimes, Lord, the trouble just weighs me down. But I look to you. And, Lord, I look to you for your compassion, for your guidance. Open my eyes that I may always keep them on you. In my discouragement, Lord, may it turn from hopeless to hope. That through you, Lord, every trouble situation I encounter, you, Lord, have gone before me and provided a way for me. A way, Lord, that's beyond this world. A way that's beyond my present situation. A way beyond I can really, truly understand. For that way, you have promised is eternal life. For that way, you and only you can provide. So, Lord, Father, I pray upon you right now that you would gather me under your arms. Let me hover into this refuge you have promised me. Let me stay within your arms. Let the mercy and grace fill me, cover me. Send your Holy Spirit that you might guide me, that I might be a witness to someone else about the troubles that you have gotten me through, not because of who I am, but because of who you are. And so, Father God, we call upon you right now. Order our steps that we might walk and that path of righteousness, and that path away from sin to you, in that path that you have set before us, knowing that by your mercy and your grace, you have blessed us to get out of the trouble we find ourselves in. Help us, bless us, and keep us. Bless the families, bless those, Lord, that are over us, bless those that we come in contact. May your light shine boldly, that I may be a witness to someone. In Jesus' name I pray. Forgive me for my sins. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening to the voices of the Shackle and Unshackle, a prison ministry podcast. Shout out and be heard, for the Lord will answer thee. Remember Matthew 4:4, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.